I believe in miracles because I believe in God. How many believe in miracles? God bless you. See, there are people out there who, even with extra biblical evidences like what we just saw here, they will not believe. That's why Jesus said, blessed are you. Just because of believing, he said, blessed are you. And do you know what God did there? By bringing back to life a professor of philosophy and applied logic. Do you know what God did there? If there are people who don't believe, are philosophers. Are you hearing me? Philosophers. They study about existence. They study reality. And now imagine, then God touches you in that manner. Then he says today, he says, when I saw God bringing me back to life, I said, let me take all my problems to Malawi. God is able to do exceedingly far more than we may think or believe or pray. He is able. And today, for a few minutes, I'll be dealing with something that is very important. And this is a continuation on spiritual attacks. Say with me, spiritual attacks. Say louder. Say, in the name of Jesus, every spiritual attack in my life, I command to come out. Now, when we hear the word spiritual attack, so many people, in fact, they think that there is just an attack that will come spiritually to them. But I want to share something very, very different. And it is about self-doubt. If the enemy wants to attack you spiritually, one of the strongest demons he sends is self-doubt. I want your attention for the next 7 minutes. Now, how many here that know Moses in the Bible? If you have ever heard about Moses in the Bible, can I see your hand up? Can I see your hand up if you know Moses in the Bible? Can I? All right, now let me just say something to you quickly. Moses is one of the few people in the Bible who the enemy had sent a strategic attack. When the enemy sends a strategic attack over you, now there are attacks which you may know them, common attacks. Maybe it's a sickness, maybe it's a financial problem. You may easily pick it, but there are strategic attacks of the enemy that you may not know you are under attack. And one of them is doubt. Now, if God wants to bless this man, if God wants anything to happen to him, this man, the moment he doubts, it has been canceled. Oh, come on. You tell your neighbor next to you, say, why do you doubt? Now, so doubt cancels everything. Let me show you something very important. Do you know when Jesus looked at Peter, he said, come. And Peter moved from the boat and he began to walk on water. And when he was walking on water, scripture says he saw the waves of the sea. And the Bible says he became scared. And then immediately he began to sink. And Jesus did not blame the sea. Some of you think God will blame your situation. God will not blame your enemies. God will not blame what's happening around you. Why did God blame? He said, why did you doubt? Ask your neighbor, why did you doubt? What are they saying? They're not answering, right? Hear this. So, Jesus did not say, you storm, why are you doing this to Peter? He said, Peter, why did you? Why did you what? Why did you doubt? If the enemy wants to finish you, doubt. As I'm speaking right now, there are so many of you are doubting. There is self-doubt. God spoke to you years ago that this is going to happen in your life. But as I'm speaking now, you are doubting. You had an idea. As I'm speaking now, you are doubting it. Something that was supposed to happen, there is doubt right now. If there is an enemy we must rebuke, it is doubt. I came here with a message from God. He said, stop doubting yourself. There is an ability inside of you. There is an ability inside of you. I said, there is an ability inside of you. There is greatness around you. That thing that the Lord put in your heart, you are going to achieve it. You are going to do it. Somebody shout in the name of Jesus. Now watch this. I want you to hear this very well. Now, so Peter began to sink because of doubt. Now, he walked on water, but when he saw the situation, he got scared. Now, what brought in fear? Doubt. Now, imagine that you prayed before and God opened a door. And when things began to go down, you doubted. The moment you doubt, sit down. Now, let me start teaching for a few minutes. Now, you know Moses. Now, we're going to go into the scripture quickly. We are going to read Exodus 3, verse 11. Now, God speaks to Moses. I want you to see something here that is very strange. Moses sees a bush. And the bush is burning. He sees a burning bush. As he sees this tree burning, he's shocked. that is burning, but it's not burning. That's a wonder, isn't it? That's a miracle, isn't it? Now, or what is God trying to say to Moses? I am able to burn a tree without burning. Are you understanding? Already he is scared, he is shocked. And then God says, take off your shoes. He is hearing a voice from a burning fire. He takes off his shoes. Already is something scary. But guess what? God says, I want you to go and take my people out of Egypt. What was his answer? But Moses said to God, who am I? Did you see that? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? What did he say? Now, I want somebody to answer. What did he say? This answer, this response, it is what has destroyed so many people. Who am I? A miracle happened when he was 3 days old. He was taken from the water into Pharaoh's house. And today, he's questioning God. Who am I to go there? He's seeing a burning bush. He's still asking a question. Who am I? Now, the reason why most people today have not achieved the callings of God, it is because in you, you think you are not the person who can do it. The reason why so many people have not done their destinies, there is a question, who am I? If the enemy wants to bring you down, you already segment yourself. You don't see yourself in the presence of the great. You always think from the lowest point. It is not just a norm. It is a spirit. The moment this begins to come on you, the devil knows how far you can go. So many people today are down, not because they're supposed to be down, but because the voice keeps on speaking in them. You cannot do it. Now, when they look at their bank account, they think they cannot do what they want to do. I remember when the Lord spoke to me, I was praying on a mountain. And God said, this whole mountain where you are, I will give it to you. And all this place. And you shall build a city. And you shall call it Goshen. The first spirit that attacked me immediately, I heard the devil speaking. He said, the devil always speak through your mind. Who are you to do it? Where do you get the resources? Now, it sounds like you are thinking yourself. And I answered back. I said, I'm a child of the Most High God. And I want to prophesy to someone right here. That project, you're going to do it. That thing that you are pursuing to achieve, we rebuke the spirit of self-doubt. You will fulfill your calling. I remember when God called me. I remember the Lord specific. He mentioned, he said, one day, And that time I was walking like this with my small Bible in my hand, preaching to people in the streets. God said, one day you shall witness of me in South Korea. I stood like this. I said, am I thinking or God is speaking? You look at where you are. And then you say, but how can I be there? No. I'm saying, you always look where you are. And you begin to ask yourself questions. I don't even have a car. I know nobody, not even in Lilongwe. Not even in Zambia. And God is saying, I shall witness in South Korea. What will come first? The enemy will give you self-doubt. That is not possible. Let's see. Scripture number 2. Because we're about to do something today. Number 2. I want us to read Exodus 4 verse 1.
Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you.
In the New Living Translation, he even protested. Now, can you read it?
Exodus 4 verse 1. But Moses protested again.
Again, meaning he did it before.
What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say, the Lord never appeared to you, Moses?
I want you to say this to yourself. Say every word the Lord is speaking to me. Say every promise in Scripture. I believe it. I rebuke the demon of doubt. Say louder. I rebuke the demon of doubt. If the enemy wants to finish you, he doesn't bring a lot of stuff. Now, how does doubt come? It comes by asking questions. Are you here? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Do you see something that is important? It says, what if? What if? What if? Are you understanding what I'm saying? What if? I remember when I was arrested and God was showing me. He says, this is what is going to happen with you. You are in prison, but God is showing you life, what will happen, and the end product. Now, I want you to say with me, there is no what if. Say it louder, there is no what if. Say, it will happen. Say it louder, say, there is no what if. So if God says to this man, do this. My son here, Pastor Chuma, in 2017, God spoke to me at night. He said, go to this country and preach. Now, we're in South Africa at that time. We had not arranged anything, no meeting, no whatsoever. And I told them we're going to the airport. And I said, all the flights now are gone. All the flights going to this country are gone. I said, let's go. I remember he came to me and said, but all the flights are gone. But because you have said it, he said, yes, sir. Do you know what happened? We arrived at the airport. I didn't even ask myself a question, what if the flights are gone? What if? You don't ask yourself, what if? When God speaks, don't say, what if? We arrived at airport and we are told the flight has been delayed. There is a technical fault and it will fly in the evening. We even had 4 hours waiting. Do not doubt when God speaks. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke doubt. Now, let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. Do you know if God says to you, for example, I will make you rich? You begin, see, doubt can start coming. What if I have no money to pay rent? What if it is that what if that can cancel? Jesus said, Peter, why did you doubt? I want you to start believing that God is going to heal you. I remember one time I was doing a healing session. I spoke to people who were paralyzed. They were all sitting on the same line. I said, raise up your right hand. Do you understand? None of them raised apart from one. This person raised up his hand like this. As he raised up his hand like this, then he remembered that this hand was not being raised. And he has done it. So he jumped out and he said, oh, I was not doing it. The rest could not raise up their hands because in their mind, it is paralyzed. So we won't even try because it's paralyzed. One man, he said, I will raise it. When the enemy wants to finish you, he will give you doubt. What if I try to walk and I fall? Now, the man of God says, rise up and walk. What if I fall? What if I go to the hospital to test? What if they say I'm still sick? I want you to prophesy to your neighbor. Say, I prophesy to you. That doubt is gone. Now, say, rebuke doubt. Say louder, I rebuke doubt. Say it again, I rebuke doubt. In chapter 4, verse 10, the man is continuing. God is speaking and he's answering back.
Verse 10.
He's no longer protesting. He now begins to plead.
But Moses pleaded with God. Oh Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been and I'm not now. Even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied and my ways get tangled.
Do you understand that there are people right now, if I can say to them, this is a microphone, preach. They will not preach. They will say, what would I say? Most of you here, you've got family members, friends, you don't even preach to them. Because in your mind, what would I say? Where would I even start from? Moses, you are seeing a bush burning. God is speaking from it. He says, go and speak to Pharaoh. This man, he's answering back. He says, I don't know how to talk. My tongue is tied. But was it true? Let's find out who he was. Let's find out who Moses was. Because this is an attack. In Acts chapter 27, let's go. No, chapter 7. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 7, verse 22.
Moses was taught all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was powerful in both speech and action.
Did you hear that? He was powerful in what? Speech and action. But when God is saying, Moses, do this, he says, I'm not a good speaker. This was an attack. Tell your neighbor, say, it is an attack. So what's happening around you? Say, I can see around your life. You are failing to take steps because you are thinking of capital. You are thinking of what will people think? Who am I? Say, it's an attack. Say, from today, go and do it. Go and make it. Say, it is happening. Say, every word God spoke. Say, do not doubt. Every plan God gave you, do not doubt. Say, there is greatness inside of you. God will use you mightily. Say, I can see the Lord using you. Somebody told me, he said, I am failing to, he says, Papa, I want to do so much in church. But there's so much politics. I said, oh. He said, there's so much politics. I said, I'm not going to do it. My dear, wherever there is light, so many things will fly to. If there are no flying things around you, there is no light within you. There is greatness inside of you. I just came here to tell you, you tried, you failed. Go and do it again. I know, I came for somebody today. The Lord says, why are you doubting? Why are you scared? Why are you afraid? I am the Lord who has spoken to you. I am God who is with you. I shall go with you. I am with you. Moses was powerful in what? In his speech and in all his actions. The man was powerful. But when God was giving him a mandate, he wasn't even seeing the power he had. He was not seeing the capacity he had. He was not seeing the potential he had. This is when you know you are under attack. You are so intelligent. You are so wise that some people come to you for an advice, yet you cannot advise yourself because the enemy keeps on saying, look at your life. You have been failing. You are aging now. You are this old. You are this old. And nothing has happened. You have nothing to show. It is a lie of the devil. I came here to prophesy. You are going to make it. You are going to make it. You are going to have it. You are going to achieve it. I decree in the name of Jesus. You are called by the Lord. The Lord knows you by your name. I speak in Jesus. Somebody shout, it will be done. It will be done. Sit down. It is the weapon. Listen to me. When I was praying, God said to me, he said, speak about doubt. This is where so many people are trapped. Do you know what happened with Joshua? Joshua saw all the victories God did. He was a PA of Moses. He was moving with Moses. When Moses died, he was now scared. Do you know what God said? He said, do not be afraid or be dismayed. He said, be courageous. He said what? Let's just read it. Let's just read it. Go to Joshua. I want you to go to chapter 1 of Joshua. From verse 8.
Joshua 1 verse 8.
God speaks. I want you to hear this. God speaks. He says, this book. He says, this book. Come on. If you have a Bible, I want to see your Bible. Say this book.
This book.
God said what? He said, this book. He said, it must not depart from your mouth. Yes. Not from your mind. From where? He said, it must not depart. He said, meditate day and the night. He said, meditate day and the night. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe, not just reading it, observe. Do observe. It means to pay attention. That you may observe. Oh, you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. By observing. God did not say, take this weapon, that Moses is dead. Take this spear. He said, this book. He said, meditate in it. He said, meditate in it. If you want to prosper, if you want success, this book, meditate in it. Now in verse 9, God realized you can meditate, but if you have got fear, self-doubt, he said, have I not commanded you? And this is not a request. It is a what? Have I not what? Commanded you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Tell your neighbor, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed. The Lord your God is with you wherever you shall go. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is what keeps me going. No matter what the barrels I see, I don't doubt myself. I don't doubt myself. Even if the enemy whispers to me and he says, there will be no provision for this. What if there will be no money for this? I answer him back, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. There will be no lacking in me. There shall be no lacking within me. The Lord is my shepherd. I refuse to be afraid. I refuse to be dismayed. It will be done. My life will never be the same. I am moving forward. Somebody shout, I will do it. Somebody shout, I will make it. Somebody shout, Lord, here I am. Send me, Lord. Somebody shout, hallelujah. If I can see somebody in this room, somebody who's watching me, is about to shake nations. Don't even ask what if. Are you hearing me? You're what? Sit down. Stop doubting. You will sit in boardrooms. Kayamande. You will sit in boardrooms. You will sit with the great. Your name shall be known. Your name shall be mentioned. Yes. You are not an ordinary. You are extraordinary. You are not just a person. You are a child of the Father. He knows you by your name. Stop doubting yourself. That idea is not just an idea. It came from the Lord. And it will come to pass. I came here to confirm it. That project you are doing, nobody will snatch it from you. I came here to confirm it. You are going to make it. It is not just a happening. There is a divine intervention behind it. You have a heaven backing. You are not alone. Somebody shout, I'm not alone. I have a heaven backing me. Somebody shout, I will do it. Sit down. You will be walking like this, and you will see what you have done. You shall say, the Lord is good. People have gone to graves without doing what God wanted them to do. Not because they couldn't do, but because they had questions. What if? What if? Where will this come from? What? We are removing all those questions. We are taking the word of courage. We are taking the word of faith. Hear me, faith is an economy. You are not getting me. Faith is an economy. Faith can make somebody achieve what somebody who's doubting cannot. I am here to tell you something. If people counted you down, they made a big mistake, because your life has not started. Your life is going to start now. Somebody shout, I know it. Satan, I want to say something to you. God is putting it in my spirit. God is putting it in my spirit. God is putting it in my spirit. And when the devil gives you doubt, when he gives you fear, do you know what the Bible says? It says Moses was a well-spoken man. And he was so learned. And in all his actions, he was successful. Yet when God said, I'm sending you, all of a sudden the man says, I don't know how to talk. What happened? Spiritually, the man was attacked. He forgot his potentials, his capacity. Do you know who you are? Haven't you asked yourself a question? People just trust you for no reason. People come to you with issues and they tell you things and you advise them for free. It shows us who you are. It tells us who you are. People see something in you. The enemy has closed your eyes from seeing. The devil is a liar. You are a great woman. You are a great man. You will not be the same. You will not be where you are. I see you moving forward. I speak courage. I declare courage. I declare courage. I speak courage. I declare courage. Somebody shout hallelujah. Rebuke the spirit of fear. The spirit of doubt. The spirit of discouragement. I want you to pray that this thing that I want to do, I will do it. This thing, it will happen. This project will take place. I am no longer doubting. I rebuke doubt. You know what the Bible says? It says, despite Moses being intelligent, being raised in the fellow's house, he said, who am I to go in that house? Yet he grew there. Typical attack. He said, Who am I to enter that house? You, Moses. I thought I made you grow in that house. He said, who am I? Are you understanding? He said, what if they don't hear me? He said, what if they don't listen to me? God says, shut up. Are they going to listen to you or to me? Are you going there by yourself or I have sent you? That's a problem. You are approaching things in a wrong way. Stop approaching that project as if it's you. You are on a divine assignment. Sometimes, a person to take you from where you are to another level could be in the same room. It takes discernment for alignment. One phone call, one email. So when you are praying, don't just say, Father, Lord, I'm praying. Hey, financial breakthrough, open in my life, open in my... No. If you are doing logistics, make a prayer. What is happening in logistics? Ask God to give you wisdom. Understand the market. It takes prayer to start understanding. As you are making your research about it, be in prayer. As you are thinking, be in prayer. And God starts dropping ideas in your mind. And we don't take those as thinking. We call them divine prompts. And you have to believe it is God speaking. Take them down. Stop doubting yourself. People think when God was speaking to Joshua, God came from heaven and said, Joshua, have I not commanded you to be strong? No, some of these things, God was speaking in their minds. Anyone in a prophetic church, stop doubting that God speaks to you in your mind. You are very prophetic. Say, I'm too prophetic to fail. Say it again. Say, I'm too prophetic to fail. That's it. So, the issue that I'm saying now, I want you to make a prayer. This is what you have come here for. We want to see your life moving from where you are to another level. It will not happen if the devil keeps on making you doubt. Raise up your two hands. Say in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, today, I thank you for your word. As I raise my hands, I pray every doubt within me is out. Every doubt within me is out. I rebuke every doubt in the name of Jesus.